KJAN Sports.
Time for a check of sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this hour brought to you by LGZ for all of your home improvement or outbuilding needs. Well, postseason wrestling got underway on Saturday with sectional wrestling tournaments being held in 1A and 2A. In Class 2A, the meet for this area held up in Heartland, and Atlantic did very well. As a team, they won the title, winning the sectional championship with 265.5 points. Missouri Valley with 178 was the runner-up. Atlantic advances as a team into the regional dual tournament tomorrow night. They also move 12 of their wrestlers on into the district meet coming up this Saturday that they'll host here in Atlantic. Atlantic had 7 champions, including Cole Hansen at 106, Carter Cox at 113. Also winning titles for Atlantic, Austin Williamson at 138 pounds, Reed Nichols at 152 pounds, Zach Stork at 160 pounds, Keegan Hosfeldt at 195, and Skyler Swobod at 285. Atlantic had 5 sectional runners-up as well advance on into the district round, including Colby Sorensen at 120 pounds, Marshall McDermott at 126, Tanner Mock at 132 pounds, Drake Roller at 170 pounds, and Travis Peterson at 182 pounds, all advance for Atlantic into the districts. Missouri Valley finished second, advancing 6. Harlan advanced 5 as they placed 3rd. Shenandoah and Kemper Catholic each advanced 2 wrestlers, and Red Oak had 1 wrestler advance into the district round, which, again, will be hosted by Atlantic this Saturday. Also, 1A sectional wrestling on Saturday in a meet held at Audubon. It was Riverside winning the team title. They had 209 points. AHSTW, the runner-up, with 172 points. Now, Riverside had 6 wrestlers advance. AHSTW moved 5 onto the districts. Guthrie Center had 7 advance. Audubon had 4. Exira EHK and Griswold each had 2 wrestlers move on, while Southwest Valley and Clarinda Academy each advanced 1. Among the champions in that meet on Saturday, Tatum Blummel of Riverside at 106, Joel Becerra of AHSTW at 113, Hadley Ogg of Griswold at 120, Christian Danker of AHSTW at 126, Tucker Blummel of Riverside at 132, Jacob Vogel of Riverside at 138, Brad Kirkhoff of Audubon at 145, Trevor Smith of Audubon at 152, Timmy Barr, the champ, at 160 pounds for AHSTW. Dustin Engel of AHSTW wins at 170. Evan Hansen of Exira EHK at 182. Lane Ring of Exira EHK at 195. Cale Crowder of Guthrie Center at 220. And Coy Maher of Riverside at 285. Those were the champions individually in that sectional meet at Audubon. Now, the ones who advance, the first and second place finishers, move on into the district meet. That'll be held for those wrestlers at Truro at I-35 High School on Saturday. Also this past Saturday, a 1A sectional wrestling meet hosted by Tri-Center saw Logan Magnolia win the team title with 259 points as they advance as a team into the regional duels. They also advanced 11 of their wrestlers into the district meet. East Mills was the runner-up. They advanced 6. Underwood had 4 advance. Tri-Center and Trainer each advanced 2 wrestlers, while Southwest Iowa had 3 wrestlers moving on into the district round. Among the individual champions on that meet Saturday at Tri-Center, it was Riot Crocker of Logan Magnolia at 106, Alex Thompson of Underwood at 113, Bo Giese of Logan Magnolia at 120, Christian Polly of Tri-Center at 126, Alec Mormon of East Mills at 132, Dakota Moss of Southwest Iowa at 138, Luke Stortenbecker of East Mills at 145, Josh Hopkins of East Mills at 152, Cody Kingery of Underwood at 160, Riley Wallers of Logan Magnolia at 170 pounds, Stephen Gregory of Trainer at 182, Drake Johnson of Logan Magnolia at 195, Brett Blackburn of Southwest Iowa at 220, and Anthony Osmond of East Mills at 285 were the individual champs. The first and second place winners from the meet on Saturday at Tri-Center will advance to the districts this coming Saturday. That'll be held in Underwood. Also on Saturday, some high school basketball around the area in a game heard here on KJAN early Saturday evening. It was Creston defeating Atlantic in boys basketball. 53-45 was the final. Creston won it from the free throw line primarily down the stretch as they hit on most of their free throws in the fourth quarter. The game was tied at 43 apiece early, or about 3 minutes left in the fourth quarter, when Creston finished off the game on a 10-2 run to pick up the victory. 20 points from Jay Wolf and 13 from Alex Nielsen to lead the Panthers for Atlantic. 15 from Ryan Hawkins and a dozen from Garrett Franken to help lead the way as Atlantic drops to 11-6 on the season. Creston improves to 12-5 overall on the year. Elsewhere in boys Saturday basketball, Bishop Heland Catholic beat Kemper Catholic 50-39. Sydney over Omaha Christian Academy 49-37. Urbandale beat Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln 70-60. In girls Saturday basketball, Lewis Central over Ralston, Nebraska 55-26. Omaha Duchesne Academy beat Abraham Lincoln 35-30. Orient Maxburg, a winner over Diagonal 50-35 in high school hoops. Well, the Iowa Hawkeyes raced out to a 22-3 lead as they rolled to a 71-55 victory over 17th-ranked Maryland yesterday in Iowa City. For the second straight game, the Hawkeyes connected on better than 60% from the floor.
We got some transition opportunities. I think that was important. But again, we've got guys sharing the ball. We had 18 assists today. A lot of guys had multiple assists. And you got an unselfish group, and you got talented guys that can score, and that's how you have to move the ball.
That's Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey. The Hawkeyes led by 23 points at the break, and the Terrapins never made a serious charge in the second half.
You know, what you want to be able to do is not trade baskets if you can. You know, we did that for the beginning 5 or 6 minutes of the second half. Hey, we're up 23. If we trade baskets, we're fine. And then all of a sudden you look up and you're down. You're up 15. You know, I thought that was an important juncture in the game.
Aaron White led the Hawkeyes with 17 points, and junior center Adam Woodbury scored 17 on 6 of 7 shooting as Iowa improves to 6-4 in Big Ten conference play. One other top 25 game yesterday, freshman D'Angelo Russell recorded his first collegiate triple-double by delivering 23 points, 11 assists, and 11 rebounds to lead number 20 Ohio State to an easy 79-60 win at Rutgers. In women's college hoops, Samantha Logic scored a career-high 30 points, including 13 in the game-breaking run, as number 16 Iowa raced to an 87-75 win over Wisconsin Sunday. The Hawkeyes up 42-38 at halftime, opened the second half with a 19-2 run, with seven straight coming from Logic. Also in that ball game, Whitney Jennings, Bethany Doolittle, and Allie Disterhoff combined for 35 points, 28 of those in the first half for Iowa, as they improved to 19-4, 10-2 in Big Ten conference play. And one of the most successful coaches in college basketball history has died. Hall of Fame coach Dean Smith passed away Saturday night at the age of 83. The former North Carolina bench boss had health issues in recent years, with the family saying in 2010 that he had a condition that was causing him to lose memory. Smith won two national championships with the Tar Heels, along with an Olympic gold medal. His only losing season was his first, and he left the game in October 1997, having surpassed Kentucky's Adolph Rupp as the winningest coach in Division I men's history with 879 wins in 36 seasons. Smith led the Tar Heels to 13 Atlantic Coast Conference Tournament championships and 11 Final Fours, winning NCAA titles in 1982 and 1993. Former Tar Heel Michael Jordan called Smith the most influential person in his life, other than his parents. In a statement on Twitter released through his business manager, Jordan says Smith was more than a coach. He was a mentor, my teacher, and my second father. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by LGZ. Give Levi a call at 712-249-6648 or John at 712-249-9086. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.